Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board with us as we face the issues. We look forward to, with anticipation, your telephone call. Let me remind you that number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue we're talking about today, countdown to decision. Countdown to decision. In fact, American Family Association says it this way. The November the 8th election is tomorrow. With so much at stake, this midterm election, it is critical that we get out and vote for biblical values. As people of faith, we can have a tremendous impact on the future of our nation if we only get out and vote wisely. Kind of a footnote to this article, he says, only about 50% of Christians in America are registered to vote. Of those, only 50% show up to the polls to vote, meaning that 75% of all Christians are not taking advantage of one of the greatest privileges we have in America, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's critical. It's imperative. I believe that we're faced with, in the next 24 hours, we're faced with the countdown of a decision for the direction of America. It's a pivotal election. It determines the destiny of our great nation. So may I say that during the course of this broadcast today, love to hear from you. If you voted, want to ask you some questions about your vote. If you haven't voted, why? Are you planning on voting tomorrow? If you are concerned about our nation, I'd love to hear from you. If you believe you have some answers or directions as to what we need to do, what our politicians need to do in relationship to delivering our nation from the very jaws of destruction, love to hear from you. Your dialogue and discussion is always appreciated and valued. Some say, I want to have put in my 2 cents worth. That's wonderful. Love to have your 15 cents worth if you want to join the dialogue and discussion on this very, very important broadcast today. As we talk about countdown to decision, we're less than 24 hours, hear me, we're less than 24 hours away from the determination of the destiny of America. We need to be very, very careful, ladies and gentlemen, when we think that some way nonchalantly that we don't have to vote. Let me remind you, as we face the issues each and every day, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is not a matter of some political jargon. We do not face the issues based on a denominational dogma. We do not face the issues based on political philosophical rhetoric. We do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, made a dogmatic statement. He says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That word indeed simply means truly, surely. You're surely my disciple if you continue in my word, and ye shall know the truth. Staying in his word, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says, I am truth in John 14:6. And then in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of the Lord that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. But it's truth that right now, ladies and gentlemen, hear me and hear me well. It is truth that is on the ballot that we'll be voting on in this election. It is truth that will make the determination of the direction of America. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, I go back to George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, Orwell said the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be factual today. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I think is a warning sign of where we are. I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there is no such thing as absolute truth. The article goes on to say, in the results of a poll, between 55% of Americans, 18 to 29-year-old, think that a person can determine his own version of truth. That opinion also held by those in other age groups, but the percentage diminished as people grow older. For example, 30 to 40-year-old, 46% believe that each person can pick and choose his own truth. 41 years old to 55 years old, it drops to 35%. And then 56 to 65-year-old, it drops to 31%. And then over 65, it diminishes majorly. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is what we ought to seek for. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast each and every day is brought to you based on the authority of the truth book, the Word of God. I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that we're in a condition in America that we've not seen in history past. I'm reminded of Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a state of mourning, and we have been for 2 years in particular, since Joe Biden took the helm on a fraudulent basis. He was seated as president, and yet, ladies and gentlemen, we're not supposed to say that it was a fraudulent election. If you do, then you're a domestic terrorist. But, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The same staff, ladies and gentlemen, the knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time, can answer your question about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic flag, U.S. flag, Old Glory flooring. It's on a 165-foot flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. You can find at the base of that flagpole the home of Tools for Time. Wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday so that you and your family can worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Just drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we have less than 24 hours. We're counting down even now. This election will go down, I believe, in American history as the most pivotal vote for the destiny of our nation. Many media personalities today, as well as big tech, are trying to control our votes and what we say and what we do. In fact, the communication between citizens in America, you may not have, perhaps you think that it's just you. Perhaps you think that it's not affecting others. But ladies and gentlemen, through Instagram and through Twitter in its former base and through emails and text messages as a result of Google and other big tech and social media, ladies and gentlemen, do you realize what is called shadow banning, where you can send something out, you think that others are seeing it, but it's limited to a small group or even may not even go through at all? I'm telling you, I receive between 100 and 200 emails each and every day. I email forward a number of those to those that I think need to be in the loop of knowledge of what is happening. And 6 out of 10 of those, hear me, 6 out of 10 of those are blocked. 6 out of 10 are blocked. If it has anything in it, because the crawlers that search the text message and email messages. If there's anything in it that talks about an election, if there's anything in it that talks about Joe Biden, anything in it that questions the COVID jab that brings about ultimate death, anything in it that will challenge or question DOJ, the FBI, or anything about what is happening in our schools with the Marxist takeover of our educational system, all of those are summarily blocked. And ladies and gentlemen, if we put a Democrat Congress back in place, if we put the House back in charge that's democratically controlled, if we continue to allow the Senate to be democratically controlled, basically, and with the Oval Office still under the thumb of sleepy Joe Biden that's cognitively depleted to the point that he's simply a puppet. If we do that, ladies and gentlemen, we're asking for the exponential increase on the blockage and the ultimate preventing of any social discourse in America. Any communication will be summarily, totally blocked unless it is the, or would be the words, or the approved statements by the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're doing well.
Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go ahead with your question.
Oh, man, what's going on?
Well, Kenneth, hello? If you can, just call. Kenneth, if you can, call back. We're not connecting somehow. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you doing?
Good morning. I hope you're well.
Doing well. Doing well. Yeah, tomorrow's the day. I plan on voting tomorrow. I'm going to show up in person. I'm also going to have my cell phone with me there. Just for giggles, I'm going to throw the Wi-Fi on and see how many networks are available. And then we'll take a screenshot just for preventive measures there. And if you don't vote tomorrow, you have no reason or ability to have a say in our government or discussion with anyone else in politics, is my view.
Well, Jim, I am concerned about our election for a number of reasons. I'm concerned about it because we have such a blockage of communication among citizens. I'm concerned about it when I know that multitudes are now stumping on the Democratic Party, like John Fetterman, et cetera, that all of a sudden says he's not against fracking anymore. And then Herschel in the state of New York as governor that now says that she's for the control of crime, et cetera, et cetera. And I find it laughable that the socialist Marxist leftists on the Democratic side of the aisle will say nothing when you had 37 shootings in Chicago over the weekend. That's mass killings. That's mass shooting. Seven people, I believe, six or seven, were murdered out of 37 shootings. You don't hear anything on today's news, the morning's news, or today's high-profile news coming out of the Marxist media saying something about mass murders or mass shootings and how we need to take guns away. I find it absolutely, if it's not so sad, it'd be laughable about what's happening on the Marxist side of the aisle versus what is supposed to be taking place for the benefit and the betterment of the people. So, Jim, I am prayerful that somehow, some way, there'll be enough people that will get out and vote tomorrow that will make the difference in the election. Now, I'll be the first one to say that I believe it's going to take days, perhaps weeks, maybe a month before we know the outcome of the Georgia senatorial election between Herschel Walker and the Warlock, whoever he is, which is an absolute phony. I believe it'll take days, weeks, or months for that to be determined. In fact, my most humble opinion, I believe it'll go to a runoff in January, just as put the Warlock in position 2 years ago when that took place. And I'm concerned about the fraudulent ballots that may be out there. I just read an article, and I don't have it before me, so I'll have to do a little generic communication. But the one that is the Secretary of the Voting or Secretary of the Elections Commission for the state of Florida, his wife goes by pseudonym, and she is part of a company that's out of New York that prints all the ballots for the state of Florida. And the company that she works for gives heavily to people like Fetterman, people like Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and the left. and yet they get the approval each time for the printing of the ballots. In fact, reading the massive article, it was a 10 or 15 page article, it gave a connectivity of what's taking place even in the state of Florida with behind the scenes, and yet somehow, some way, our conservative politicians and leadership have ignored the fact that we're being inundated by the left through the control of our elections, by the ballots and by the electronic systems that controls our election. I'm concerned about it. And so I don't know what the outcome will be. God does. And we trust in the Lord for him to be ultimately sovereign. But at the same time, we have a responsibility as Christians to vote and to challenge others to do so.
Well, that's partially why I'm voting tomorrow. The only way that we're going to overcome that imbalance is show up in person on the day of voting there and show up in greater numbers than they can post. In other words, if they're posting 120, 150% of their rolls there and we're showing up in just the same amount of numbers there, it's going to be obvious, clearly obvious, that they are doing something that is completely wrong. I mean, the only way that these people are going to get caught, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they were caught 2 years ago.
Right.
They cheated. There's no doubt in my mind about that at all.
Right.
But they have to be caught and prosecuted for that crime. And if you can make it to where no doubt at all exists in anyone's mind, and that the other side has to just blatantly lie, and I mean lie to the scale of even more than 2 years ago, that might wake some people up.
Well, I'm praying that it does, Jim, and we need to join with others across our nation today praying for the election tomorrow, praying that God will illumine the hearts and the minds of those who go to the polls to vote, even some that would walk in with them in mind perhaps voting the Communist Party line, i.e. the Democrats, that God at the last minute will change their minds. Because
I
am saddened to see anybody that says I'm a Christian, I'm saved, and can pull the lever or check the box for any Democratic candidate. It is an oxymoron to say I'm saved and I'm a Democrat. It just is not complete with the thought of a coherent mind. But Jim, keep praying, keep looking up, brother.
I agree, Doctor. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Raymond, good morning. I pray that you're doing well.
Ministries.
Biblical
yes,
Concepts
doing
Ministries.
Well, man.
Well, yes,
I'm
sir.
Giving live report. I am literally on my golf cart in a beautiful neighborhood over here on the Intercoastal Waterway in Neptune Beach. Out here canvassing door-to-door, reminding all these great voters to get out and vote tomorrow for our great governor, Ron DeSantis.
Amen.
So I'm excited about that.
I'm glad to hear that. How are things looking on the ground, Raymond, from the standpoint of your response with the conservative response versus the response of the liberals?
Right. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I mean, you know, out here on the ground, I can tell you Governor DeSantis will be winning Duval County. I can tell you that. I mean, you go through – if you actually stop and take the time and you rode through these neighborhoods like I'm doing all across the county, man, these neighborhoods are lit up with DeSantis signs. You know, everybody's super positive, excited, best governor we've ever had. So, you know, I think we're in a good position, at least in Florida, where we've got control of things. But I am concerned about the Democratic states because, you know, they can cheat more in a lot of these big national races.
What does it look like in your view, Raymond? You are right at the heartbeat of it. What does it look like in your view with what is called the down ballot candidates?
Well, here, at least in Duval County in Northeast Florida, I think we're in a good position. I'm not so concerned about it here. I'm concerned about it in other places. Again, you know, I really believe Florida's good. I think it just depends on, you know, in other parts of the state, I think it's just a turnout number. You know, if you're in a more blue area, then, you know, maybe not so much. But I do have a good report. That's a good question. You reminded me. Since you asked, Republicans, votes are up in Duval County. Typically, Democrats always lead in early voting. You can look at election history and see that in the state or in the county. Last I saw, there were more Republican votes in Duval County through early voting than there were Democrat. Now, that's pretty historic. And that it was that's the way it was in Duval. That's the way it was on a statewide level. And particularly, even down in the Miami area or further south where it's always been a Democratic stronghold, a lot of those Hispanics are voting red, and Republicans were even up for early voting in that Miami-Dade area. So, and we always historically turn out on Election Day. I mean, Republicans vote Election Day. You go out here and visit 100, 150 houses a day, 6 days a week, Republicans say we'll be there on Election Day.
So, as a prognosticator of what you think would be taking place, what percentage of registered voters on the Republican side, just give me a give our listeners just a little heads up on what percent do you think will go out to vote of the registered Republicans?
Oh, well, turnout, you know, I hadn't studied turnout numbers, but just because I'm in the business, I mean, you can expect probably a 75% turnout or 80% turnout, maybe. Somewhere in the 70 to 80% range is what it should be. So, you know, the overwhelming majority of Republican voters are definitely going to show up. And I really believe it's going to be higher this year than it has been in the past for midterms. So I wouldn't be surprised if 80% of Republicans in Duval County show up, at least 75.
Well, that's a good report. That's a good enthusiastic view of where we are and what is taking mm-hmm. place. So in just kind of a checklist of your thoughts, you're saying that without any doubt in your from your vantage point, we'll have the reelection of Ron DeSantis, and your position of working in that field, that's your business, working in that field, you're saying we'll have somewhere between 70 and 80% turnout on the Republican side. Who are we going to have as the next sheriff in our city from what you see?
Now, that I am a little concerned about. That's the. It's interesting you mentioned that. That is definitely the one I'm concerned about. But again, I feel better knowing that we're having such a high Republican turnout. It's completely a party turnout issue. So, obviously, you and I are pulling for T.K. Waters. We do not support radical communist Democrats, and so his opponent is definitely proven to be a BLM, socialist, communist type supporter. But so all I can say is that, you know, based on just recently just seeing that we're getting more Republican votes, that, you know, I feel a little more, a little better about it. But before that, I was definitely concerned about whether or not Duval would go, you know, red or blue. But on the ground out here, it's a good feel. But, you know, now I'm obviously not over in very, you know, I'm not downtown north side. I'm not in the, you know, these really blue, rough areas, but they're going to have their pocket of turnout. But for the majority of the city, I think we're going to be in good shape. And I pray that T.K. Waters pulls that out. I think he will, based on what I'm seeing now.
Well, that's a good report, and I'm thankful to hear that. And so, Raymond, thank you so much for calling in and giving us kind of an update from the ground view of what's taking place. And keep on keeping on. And if you got an update,
yes,
if you'd like to give a little later today, that'd be wonderful. But thank you for calling, and keep praying.
Yes, sir. Hey, I would just like to add, as you've mentioned, you went through the ballot, that I encourage everybody, you know, all four of the, there's two races for Duval County Soil and Water Board, and all four of those candidates are radical Democrats. They have supported petition issues for, you know, the so-called assault weapons bans, whatnot. So I suggest leaving those blank. In State House District 15 on the west side, that's where I live. If you're far west side, way out Normandy, Chaffee, you know, Baldwin, Maxville, you know, that portion, or in anywhere at the Ocean Way area, that's State House District 15. And I am recommending there is a Rhino candidate in that race. He's only facing a write-in candidate. He's going to win 99% of the vote tomorrow. But for me, I have had enough experience with Dean Black as the Rhino in that district. So I wrote in Emily Nunez, which was the primary candidate. That's my opinion, my recommendation. Maybe some others will choose to write in Patriot Emily Nunez rather than voting for that particular Rhino. I think we need to make statements on those cases and let them know that we're not, you know, just going to get pushed over by these Rhinos.
Absolutely. I'm glad you touched on that. And when you speak about the Soil and Water Conservation Board, I'm in agreement with that. We should vote no, no, no on those that are running. My research and vetting of those had one of them that was in-your-face sodomite. I had three of them that were in-your-face Green New Deal tree lovers wanting to preserve Mother Earth and won't stop all building, won't stop all development, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Major, major, major radicals for what we would call the run-of-the-mill, middle-of-the-road candidates running for positions like that. So I'm in agreement with that of just saying on the Soil and Water Commission or the Soil and Water Conservation Board, just say no, no,
yes,
no.
Yes, sir. Well, one of them actually, right on their bio, was, I guess I appreciate their honesty at least, you know, but it was, as you mentioned, the homosexual guy that he let everybody know he was married to his, quote, husband.
Yes,
and
yes,
so
yes,
that was pretty sickening to see. So, and also I wanted to let everybody know about another race as well. I mentioned the one Rhino. The Senate District 5 has a Republican and a Democrat, and the Republican is Bernard. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing Coomer, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. He is an absolute. He is not a true, conservative Republican. It looks like to me it's been a plant situation for the Democrats to ensure they got that seat. He had a mailer that went out. I did not receive it. I am in that district. But a friend did receive an official campaign mail postcard that clearly listed that this was the exact quote, pro-life and pro-choice must come to, or excuse me, he said there must be compromise between pro-life and pro-choice. It was a bullet point issue with a whole list. That was the exact quote. So I'm sorry, there's no compromise there. So
no compromise.
That might be one you want to just leave blank.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No,
yes.
No compromise. In fact, when it comes to District 13, too, La Sierra Maslin is no party affiliation, but the conservative Christian voice that I believe needs to go into the District 13 seat in Tallahassee. I believe she would represent we the people in the state of Florida and this district well from a conservative Christian viewpoint. So, Raymond, thank you again. Let me just touch on one other thing. We've got about a minute and a half before our break for the top of the hour news. I'm looking at the push for Amendment 3. I'm voting no on all proposed amendments, simply because I'm tired of seeing our Constitution being destroyed in the state of Florida by adding amendments and changing the Constitution. I say if a person or an organization or group wants to pass legislation, go through the representative legislative process and not circumvent that by putting something on the ballot that people are not aware of and are not familiar with, they are lying to us on this Amendment 3 in particular. If they're going to take three different groups of people and say we're going to give them a special $50,000 additional homestead exemption, the money's got to be made up someplace. So that means we the people, the balance of us, will be paying the tab for a few, just as now Joe Biden wants to pay the tuition for those that have signed the dotted line to pay the bill and now not wanting to pay the bill. So Raymond, just as a footnote on what you've said, I'm saying no, no, no on all constitutional amendments. Raymond, thank you again for calling in, giving your input and your out on the streets conversation and information of what is
back to it.
Thank you so much for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. We're going to come back, and the balance of the broadcast will be talking about what will take place if the Democrats go back in office. Looking forward to you joining us. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we look at Countdown to Decision.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.